Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me here in the studios, we'll call it a boatload. How about that? Of people joining us from Heritage Coast Sailing and Rowing. David Wentworth is here. How are you today, David?
Doing well, Kevin. And you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Richard Pierce is here. How are you, Richard?
Very happy to be here, yeah. actually, from Scotland.
From Scotland. Now, yeah. when did you get here? How long have you been here?
I arrived here a week ago.
Is that right?
For my third visit. As a guest of Heritage Coast Sailing and Rowing.
All right, and you're a boat designer, right?
Yeah, I'm a boat designer back in Scotland. All right. Specialise in developing traditional boats for organisations just like Dave's.
I was just going to say, this is perfect for what David does.
And that's how we met.
There you go, exactly. And then Stephanie Wentworth, how are you today, Stephanie?
Great, how are you?
Doing well,
good.
Thank you. Well, David, let's start with you. First, before we get started, tell us about the Heritage Coast Sailing and Rowing Group there. Tell us a little history on you guys.
Heritage Coast Sailing and Rowing is a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation. We try to preserve regional historic boats by building them with modern methods and techniques. And we rely heavily on Richard's skill to take an old design and convert it to new methods and materials. We also, the boats that we build go to the community boat fleet down at the state dock.
Mm-hmm.
We have, this year we'll have three boats in community service for rowing and sailing.
Okay.
For the public.
Sure.
Use.
All right. Now, coming up Friday is a symposium. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening on Friday, David.
On Friday at the Community Center in East Tawas, we have a Mackinac Boat Symposium. We've been able to get three of the most prominent historians about this particular craft to come in and make a presentation. Okay. In the afternoon. In the morning, we're going to talk about the Mackinac boat as it exists today, some of the historic examples that are around, and plans for new boats and boats that are under construction.
Okay.
And in the afternoon, we'll trace the history of the development of Mackinac boats.
All right. And now, is there still time for them to get involved with that?
Oh, sure. There's room and time to sign up.
All right. Now that's happening on Friday. Then on Saturday, you got some racing going on.
Yeah, we have a small regatta set up for Saturday. Three races. The first race is the Taylor's Race Against the Clock, which is all the crews that come race rowing in one boat, the same boat, against the clock. Of course, rowing at a different time.
Sure. Yeah.
And the fastest boat wins the race. We have slots for 10 different crews to row the same boat. Then after that, there's the Tawas Bay Dash, which is a 1,000-yard race with all of the boats that are there racing around the same course. And the corners become quite interesting with rowing boats.
I believe that, yeah.
And then after lunch, we have a match race of two Heritage 23 Mackinac boats sailing head-to-head. Challenge of skippers.
There you go. All right. Now, where's going to be the best vantage point to view this if people want to come on out and see it Saturday?
At the East Tawas City Park.
Okay.
Actually, behind where a different blend used to be.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's the best place to be then. So those are happening on Friday and Saturday. Now, Richard is along because you had mentioned something about boat design. He has been brought over from Scotland, so to speak, to kind of help with that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he would be a good person to describe that.
Yeah. Tell us what you're going to be doing, Richard.
Well, in the first instance, it's having the opportunity to sail and row in boats that I've already helped the organization designing, starting, I think it was 2012, wasn't it, that
wow.
we got together. And now, really, the building team that have got together here in Tawas are quite amazing. And they've gone forward enormously in the last 4 years since I first became involved. So we now feel pretty confident that we can take on a bigger project, a 35-foot open boat with a few little facilities like a head and a tail, and the tail sure. will put a motor in, the head will put a loo.
Okay.
And otherwise, all the excitement of an open boat, quite unusual, but in the style of the Great Lakes, the sort of transport that was used perhaps 100 years ago. I don't know when they stopped using sail transport hereabouts, Dave. Perhaps you can tell us.
Mackinaw boats were very common up through 1910, 1915.
Okay. All right. Now, they probably looked a majestic out on the water, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No doubt about that. So you guys are in the plans to build one of those.
So, then. Yes, we have the a plan now pretty well on. Really, that's my main reason for being here just this 3 weeks.
Okay.
Is to talk about the plans with Dave and the rest of the team, just so that we can make sure that we have exactly what you need. That's always been my position back in the UK, is listening to my clients very carefully, see exactly what they need. This is a real luxury to actually be able to spend 3 weeks with the team. So I feel we can probably get it right on the nail.
Very good. All right. Exciting. And then, Stephanie, we understand that actually the sale days have been going on for a while now, haven't they?
Yes, they have. They May 21st through June 19th are the dates. The Appledore arrived on May 21st and has been busy taking people out on wonderful cruises.
Boy, no doubt. And still doing so through when? When will this end?
Through June 19th.
Okay,
through
so you've got plenty of time then still.
Yep. And I did check with them this morning, and they are filling up fast. They do recommend that it's best to book in advance. Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays are dedicated to school groups, Science Under Sail, which has been a hugely popular program, according to the teachers that have, and the
I
kids
believe
as
that,
well.
Yeah.
But they do have, there'll be a cruise Friday. They do Fridays at 7 p.m., Saturdays 12, 3, and 7, Sundays 12 and 3. But for example, this Sunday, the 3 o'clock cruise, the boat will hold 24 people and 16 have already booked. So if you're interested, and you should be interested because it's really a neat experience.
Right, yeah. All right.
It's a pretty unique experience, isn't it?
It is a very unique
experience. The chance to sail on a boat rigged like this.
Yeah.
I think I might be just fortunate to get an opportunity myself.
Yes, exactly. Why not?
It's a once in a lifetime almost. So,
And the crew allows you to do as much or as little as you would like.
Right.
Some passengers just want to go and enjoy the view and the lighthouse and so on. Others want to help hoist the sail and steer and do various things. And they're very accommodating and, frankly, a lot of fun.
It sounds like it. Now, where do they go to book if they want to book a reservation?
If they want to book a reservation, they can go online to heritagecoastsaildays.com, hcsaildays.com, or to call Bay Sail, which is, the phone number is 989-895-5193.
All right, very good.
And they can also go to the state dock and the boat, but best to book ahead if you want to be sure you get a seat.
Very good. Sounds like a fun time. Be a part of it any way you can. The symposium, the races on Saturday, take a cruise on the Appledore, and I think you also wanted to mention Farmer's Market.
Well, of course, the Farmer's Market, the Northeast Michigan Regional Farm Market.
Yeah.
We are open, have been open for a couple weeks now. We are open Saturdays in Tawa City at Gateway Park from 8 to 1, and in Oscoda Shoreline Park just before the river from 9 until 2 on Wednesdays. Today is going to be actually a nice market day. The weather's cooperating.
You bet.
Lots of great stuff and lots of vendors, so it's exciting.
You bet. Now, if they want more information about the Heritage Coast Sailing and Racing Association or Rowing Association, how do they get more information on that, David?
You can go to our website, which is heritage-23.org, or call 989-460-2642.
Very good. All right. David Wentworth and Richard Pierce and Stephanie Wentworth, thank you for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.